Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Julia Love. People who use Google's AI chatbots will soon be seeing ads popping up in their conversations. Julia, what's behind all this?
So this is actually people who are using third-party AI chatbots from startups. They'll begin seeing ads that are served by Google. Google serves up ads all over the internet, and now they're going to be serving ads in chatbots.
Are these just print ads, things will pop up? Are these like videos you have to watch?
I believe it will be in the flow of the conversation. So after you asked a chatbot a question like, what should I wear today? You'd see the response and then there would be an ad before the prompt inviting you to ask a follow-up question. So they're trying to integrate it into the conversation.
That's an interesting marketing play and makes sense from that perspective.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because these, AI chatbots are really seen as a threat to Google search. And Google very much hopes not to lose any search market share to these search startups. But I think that this is kind of a way for Google to hedge its bets a little bit and ensure that it will still be getting some revenue if these apps really take off.
Do we know how intrusive they're going to be?
I think it will be very much integrated into the flow of the conversation. So I guess it depends on how you define intrusive, but I think that the feeling is that when users are using these chatbots, they tend not to click on links, which is traditionally the way that that the ad economy has worked. It's all about trying to just make the ad part of the experience.
Are the companies that are hosting these chatbots, will they have any influence at all as to the kind of ads?
Yes. Google says that it gives advertisers, so those are the big brands, control over where their ads run. And then for these startups, I think that their goal is really to ensure that the ad is as relevant as possible to the conversation that users are having with the chatbot. And because the queries are so much longer than a traditional keyword search that we all used to type into Google, they have a lot more information about what users are searching for, and they're saying that that can really help them serve targeted ads.
The chatbot companies, though, has there been any pushback from them saying, we don't want you to do this?
Oh, well, so they have a choice whether or not to participate. And I think that many of them really think that advertising, is like a promising business model. These AI queries are very expensive to, you know, deliver these responses using artificial intelligence. And so especially, you know, AI startups that are going after students and other users who don't want to fork over money for a subscription each month, they really want to get into the ad business.
How important are these AI ads going to be to the Google's bottom line?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a precarious moment for Google because Google Search makes up about 60% of its parent company's revenue. And there are some signs that the growth has begun to slow a little bit. And so I think that, you know, as Google tries to diversify a little bit for the future, this positions them to at least, you know, have some revenue coming in if these apps really become popular. You know, they'll get a cut of the ads that they serve.
Julia, thanks for the reporting and for the time. That is Bloomberg's Julia Love. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.